The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I know people listening to us all over the country, but when I tell people that live in our area, there's some flooding going on, so make sure you check with your local authorities and be careful out there. It's pretty bad because we had 8 feet of snow on the ground 3 days ago, and now we don't. And now it's now you see the grass.
It melted rather quickly,
and it was already soaked anyway. But a lot of the country's facing the same dangers. But we made the national news last night, so I figured I'd bring that up. Our part of the country did outside of Omaha there, so be careful. Yeah. Be careful.
And pay attention to the local authorities. We are not
local authorities.
Local authorities.
Yeah, we don't even have a TV. That helps. Yeah, that's great. That's great.
We got a website.
Yeah.
But you can get on the website and find out. There's people in small towns. They're not too far away from Omaha.
Yep.
That are pretty much stranded.
Oh yeah,
there's no way out.
Exactly. Yeah,
I mean you can go.
Well,
a
they're getting with boats and stuff, right?
Yeah, a few miles in one direction, a few miles in another direction, but you're stuck.
Not as bad as 68, Todd.
No.
Where's your global warming now?
That was the worst.
Yeah.
It's always worse when we were kids.
When I was a kid.
Shut up. We didn't live here then.
No, we didn't. We did not. Our buddies Augie Smith and Sean Ganan are in town, and they're both going to be in the studio with us today. They're the Funny Bone. Augie was there last night, but he continued his run tonight and tomorrow night. FunnyBoneOmaha.com to see those guys. Petey Mack will be here. It is a Friday. Tony's not here, obviously, because he lives in Tampa. And LD's not here because he's got the beer flu or just the flu?
I think it might be the actual
flu. The actual flu, right?
Because
he walks in
sick.
Here with the beer flu mostly every week.
Yeah, so. No, he's a trooper with the beer flu.
Yeah, exactly.
He'll still show up.
Exactly.
Did I see right? Tony had a birthday yesterday?
Yeah, it was 2 days ago, I believe. I forgot to wish
him
a birthday, but happy birthday, Tony. Yeah. He did have a birthday on the Facebook there. We had a Facebook birthday. So happy birthday to Tony.
Yeah, I don't know if that's the same as a real birthday.
I think it is. I think they call him that.
Yeah.
But I know some people lie about their birthday on
yes,
Facebook.
I know they do.
They do?
Well, yeah, just to mess with people.
Oh, to get everybody to say happy birthday to him?
Sean will be here later.
Oh, does he do that sometimes? Oh, he does do
pretty
that, right?
Sure,
yeah, he does do that. He does it to other people.
No, I'm pretty sure.
Hey, I'm going to wish Craig Peters happy birthday today.
Him and Peters got into it a couple of years ago, and I think they both ended up changing their birth dates on Facebook to things that aren't their birthday.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you can still only have one Facebook birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Comedians have a lot of time because they don't do anything during the day.
Can't have like 10 of them.
They have a lot of time, so they have a lot of time to mess around.
Oh, yeah. Comedians are the kind of guys that will go into, does Denny's still give you a free something?
They do. But you have to have your license for that, though.
Oh, do you?
Yes, you do.
Okay.
Yes, you do.
I knew of comedians and other people that would just go in and...
I mean, you can have the balls, but they card you. They card you. I'm not sure they always card you. If you have the balls, you get a free Grand Slam breakfast.
And randomly scam.
They still
do
that, though? They still do that now?
I don't know.
You get a free meal on your birthday?
I don't know.
I knew a big fat guy used to work with back in Pennsylvania. You know, skinny guys are hungry, too, so I really wasn't... Not the purpose, but he went to three different ones on his birthday.
Oh, so he...
He had breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
It was actually
three different Denny's on his birthday.
His birthday.
He did, yeah. Big old boy. We're working with in radio.
Well, I think it might still be a free Grand Slam breakfast.
There you go.
At least he's legit.
Got to show your eye. Yeah, he was legit. He did that day, yeah. He's greedy and kind of calorie ridden that day.
I guess so.
And he had to find three. Now, in any major metropolitan area, you're going to find three Denny's. pretty close to each other, so that way it wouldn't be a problem.
I think we only have one in this town.
We might only have them, but I remember there's a ton in other places, I guess. You're right. We only do have one.
I think there is. It's not far from Todd's house.
Okay. Happy birthday, Todd. Happy birthday. We just gave him a lot of credit there. All right. We get a free meal today from Hog Wild.
Oh, yeah, we do.
It's our birthday every Friday. All right. Petey Mack will be here. Craig Evans.
Watched a little basketball action last night. I just had to see what that Zion Williamson was all about.
Yeah, I forgot that was on legs. I watched Penn State lose to Minnesota. I really haven't seen
much of that guy.
I saw a little bit, too. They played late a lot. They played late, for at least to us.
The occasional highlight reel, but no, he's pretty amazing.
Yeah, he's pretty amazing. Yeah.
So Duke won that game. Wichita State won their game.
Did they?
Kansas won their game. Arizona State won their game.
Creighton got bounced.
Creighton got lost, too, and the Huskers won, too. Yeah, so good. Keep Miles.
Oh, yeah.
I saw a couple of...
They're on a roll
please
now.
Please keep him, yeah.
I saw a couple of highlights on Twitter just before bed of Zion Williamson damn near ripping the rim off. I mean, dunk it, head above the rim again. I was like, okay, he's fine.
Yeah.
They were talking about sneakers.
He'd be good.
He was going to wear.
Well, with Nike, apparently.
He wore Nike again. He wore Kyrie Irving's and not Chris Paul's.
But Nike came
Paul
in
George.
And worked with him.
Or Paul George, right?
They had a little one-on-one session with him, and so he's got custom shoes. They made damn sure
these shoes were
not going to fall apart. Because
what do you want in your shoes, Zion? For them to not blow out.
Yeah. Did he walk through puddles for a bunch of times with those old shoes?
He
wore them everywhere like a kid or something like that.
He's just a big dude.
He's a big dude, right?
I can see where, you might blow a tire.
Oh, yeah, big time. Big time. Petey will be here later on.
But to have representatives of Nike come and visit and just work with you one-on-one.
Well, they had that debacle where they did the campaign. They lost all that stock. Oh, no, they didn't.
No.
Oh, that's right. They didn't. Yeah. They actually gained money.
Right.
By saying, speak up.
However.
Athletes to speak up.
The stock did dip a little bit the
after
day
the sneaker
after
thing.
He blew out
the product
sneaker.
Thing's different, right?
Yeah, people pay attention to that.
Yeah, but it didn't. It actually went up when they ran their campaign
and
with
Kaepernick. And
don't
forget, in about a month or 6 weeks, they're going to be throwing a contract at him for about $50 million.
Yes, exactly.
So, maybe more.
Yeah. So they're just laying the groundwork.
Yeah, as soon as the Final Four is over, I'm sure they'll be in the Final Four. You never know. They can get upset, but still. You're right. That contract's that day.
Yeah, as soon as the tournament's over, they're going to be, hey.
The Zion Williamson shoes.
Shine with Nike, please.
Yeah. Big old, you can't bust them out, no matter how big your freaking feet are. How big are his feet, Bush? You like to compare your guys, your feet to other feet.
Probably big. I don't know.
All right. Look that up. I bet you they're, what? What was Shaq's? 23? 24?
22,
this guy's not near as big as Shaq, obviously, but...
he was in the 20s?
Shaq was in the 20s, right? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's got the biggest feet, I think, in the history of feet. That goes back a while, the history of feet, too.
Yeah.
I got a book on that. You want to read that?
Really?
Today.
Because I don't think you can find a lot of that on the internet.
The history of feet?
Yeah.
This says Zion's a size 14. Same as me.
Oh, there 14. You go. There you go. But he's, what, 6'6", 6'7"?
About that, yeah.
Who's taller?
With a 45-inch vertical.
All right.
Yeah, who's
whose feet are bigger? We should try that
push.
One.
Right.
Who's got a bigger vertical leap?
I think he edges me out. Not by much.
No.
Not by much.
No, he doesn't. All right, Craig Evans, Petey Mack, our buddies Augie Smith and Sean Ganant with us today. So come on back in just a bit.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.